That means it's time for the next episode of Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91 on Anchor FM. Best radio ever, ever, ever.
Hey, what's up, guys? I've been doing a lot of playing around on my phone today because I've been sitting here at the shipper for 6 hours and 47 minutes. Yeah, I've been sitting here for that long. And I haven't even gotten a door yet, so... Anyways, this is, I was playing a game on my phone. It's called, Space Flight Simulator, I believe is what it's called. It's a really fun game. And, I landed a rover on Mercury. And the, space program that I, developed to do this on the game is called CIASE, which stands for CIAS, International Aeronautics and Space Explorations. So yeah, I have had a little bit too much time on my hands today, but here's a press conference with the CEO of CIASE, and how he explained the landing of the rover on Mercury today. We knew from day one that we were going to be able to launch the rover and get it to land on Mercury. We launched it successfully. We got it to orbit the sun. And then a lot of people asked what were the scientific theories or calculations behind getting it to orbit Mercury. All we did was we made sure that the rover's orbit around the sun lined up just enough in the path of Mercury's orbit that eventually they would meet. And on the 578th day, we entered the influence of Mercury's gravity. We then for easier terms for some people to understand, we turned the rover in the opposite direction and put the thrusters on full blast to obtain the orbit. And we went ahead and then orbited Mercury for 175 or 275 days. And then on the 276th day of orbit, we landed it successfully on Mercury. We are now receiving data, and we are giving that data, sharing, I should say, that data with NASA, and I won't be taking any questions today.
See? Just way too much time on my hands today. I've had so much time that we actually were able to talk on the phone with the CEO of CIASE and ask him about their future plans. And here's what he had to say.
We're actually looking to land a rover on the moon next, and we will be able to bring this rover back. And what this rover is going to do is it's going to take samples, and it'll analyze some of the samples while it's there on the moon and send us feedback. But it also takes samples. That way we can analyze them down here on Earth just in case something happens to the equipment on the rover that we'll be analyzing the material on the moon and see if we can come up with the same conclusions. And a lot of people believe that the moon and Earth are actually one. That theory that goes back to the meteor big enough hit the Earth and took and parts of the Earth formed outside in an orbit around the Earth and formed the moon. Well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to be able to test that theory to also. Looking forward to great stuff in the future, and really love your podcast.
Isn't that amazing? Somebody of a big name company like that likes my podcast. That was the CEO of CIASE. For those of you that, because I had a little bit of trouble understanding until I actually went back and listened to it. The theory he was talking about is back before the Earth had all these living creatures on it, the scientists say that a giant meteor or asteroid struck the Earth, and that collision caused bits of the Earth to float into space, and eventually over time those chunks, after orbiting the Earth for so long, eventually formed into one big old ball called the Moon. And that's what they're trying to prove. But yeah, like I said, as you can tell, like I said, I have had way, way, way too much time on my hands today. Has anybody else had that much time on their hands today? Because I don't like being the only one sometimes. And in keeping in tune with my theme of the podcast of Way of the Trucker, the life of how, what it's like to be a trucker, I'll give you an example. DOT has passed the federal government, DOT, Department of Transportation, passed that all trucks and all companies have to have electronic logbooks in their trucks. And there are some good things about it, and there's some not so good things about it. For instance, one of the not so good things about it was yesterday. I was up in Wisconsin, and there was a really bad accident, and it delayed me about an hour, 2 hours. And I ended up getting to Chicago area on Interstate 355 on the tollway there, and traffic backed up. I only had 25 miles to go to get to my destination. Okay, and it took me an hour and a half, 2 hours to go that 25 miles because of the traffic backup. And I ran out of my 14-hour clock that I explained to you all. And I also ran out of my drive time. So, I had to search for a spot to park last night. Well, next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the DOT are stopping people and inspecting randomly. I don't know what they call it, but it's kind of like a blitz to where they stop any truck for absolutely no reason other than to check logbooks. Check their truck to make sure their truck is up to standards. Check the trailer, check this, check that. And it took me 2.5 hours yesterday to find a place to park. I can get a giant ticket for that if I get pulled in by DOT, which I'm hoping beyond hope that I do not. But you never know what can happen. And but yeah, I could get a big old ticket for that, and I could not be able to drive a truck. And what the problem, and this being the problem, is if we were on paper logs, which yeah, it's illegal. It would be illegal for me to do it, but I could edit my paper log to make it look like that I wasn't driving then. And then, you know, but I can get in huge trouble if I get pulled in Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday of next week. So hoping that I don't get pulled in, it might be a little bit of a problem if I do. And with that running out of time and taking that long to find a parking spot, of course, I was late for my pickup, which is where I'm at right now, and that's why I've been sitting here so long. I told my company what was going on, and they told me, well, go ahead and go pick up as soon as you safely and legally can. Legally meaning that I have time on my clock. So I took a 10-hour reset and got time on my clock. And I didn't rush to get here. I got here in the amount of time that You know, it should have taken a normal person to get here. And, this place here said, well, since you're late, we're going to, work you in. And what working me in means is if somebody shows up, or doesn't show up for their appointment time, I can get a door and get my stuff loaded onto me and get out of here. Well, problem with that is apparently today everybody seems to be showing up on time. Yesterday he said that they had had 4 or 5 people that were late or didn't even show up, and today apparently everybody's showing up on time, because I'm still waiting for my doctor. But like I showed you earlier, I've had enough time. Of course, it's been exactly 7 hours since I've been here. And anyways, I hope you all are enjoying your day. I know I am, and I'm not. I am because, you know, I've had a lot of time to just mess around and goof around, but I'm not because I'm not making money because I'm not moving. But hopefully you all are having a better day than I am, and I had a better day yesterday than I did yesterday. And thank you all for listening to the podcast so far.
You're listening to Trucker Noob 91 on Anchor FM. Best radio.
All right, guys, it's that time of the episode. It's time for platforms. You can find me on facebook.com/truckernoob91. That is the page for this podcast and my blog. The page is called Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91 podcast/blog. I finally was able to get it changed and approved. And also, YouTube, you can find me. Right now it's Trucker Noob 91, that's my games channel. And Trucker Noob 91 vlog. I'm going to be changing that one to Way of the Trucker vlog here pretty soon. And you can find me on Twitter at TruckerNoob91. You can find me on Instagram at TruckerNoob91. You can also find me on Snapchat. I believe my Snapchat is Choya91. That's Choya91. If not, just let me know your Snapchat and I will add you if you can't find me. Well, from here in Romeoville, Illinois, I hope you all have a great day and rest of your day. I'm sure a lot of you are off of work now. And anyways, hoping you all have a great rest of your day. And goodbye for now.